Thank you. Oh. to read this poem because it's sort of Victorian English by William Cullen Bryant, the great nature poet of the last century, middle of the last century, or early part, probably. He was a nature poet in New England, and of course, I was born around there, and I remember the terror and wonder of the thunderstorms. And this is like the Goethe's Erlkönig, but applied to New England and to the danger of sitting under a tree in a thunderstorm. O Father, let us hence, for hark, a fearful murmur shakes the air. The clouds are coming swift and dark. What horrid shapes they wear. A winged giant sails the sky. O Father, Father, let us fly. Hush, child, it is a grateful sound, that beating of the summer shower. Here, where the boughs hang close around, we'll pass a pleasant hour, till the fresh wind that brings the rain has swept the broad heaven clear again. Nay, Father, let us hence, for see, that horrid thing with horned brow. His wings o'erhang this very tree. He scowls upon us now. His huge black arm is lifted high. O Father, Father, let us fly. Hush, child. But as the Father spoke, downward the livid firebolt came. Close to his ear the thunder broke, and blasted by the flame the child lay dead, while dark and still swept the grim cloud along the hill. I think that I tried to set this when I was about 7 or 8 years old, and of course it was a failure, but I've always had a feeling that this poem should be set to music, and finally I did it last summer for my wife here. This is really, Mr. Leshner, my wife's teacher, said this is really a tone poem. And that's why there's some, it's partly voice, partly piano.
Thank you. Oh.
I'm fond of cats, and this is a true story about a cat who came to the door by the name, or we named him Tanuko, which means in Japanese a badger or a rascal. So this is his sad history, but it turned out all right in the end. Strange little cat knocked on the door. Name was Tanuko. One day, no Tanuko. Someone put Tanuko in the pound. Poor Tanuko, poor Tanuko. Bring back Tanuko. Strange little cat, strange little cat. Mysterious harp. There are many harps in East Asia which have only the frames, so I imagine what the history of these harps were. They come all the way from Assyria, from the Near East, to the Far East, but no strings left, just the remains of it. So I call it Mysterious Harp.